Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Modern Workplace Hacks podcast. Today, Josh and I are talking about work from home. There's been lots of talk of challenges with getting people back into the office. Is this the right thing? Work-life balance. There's a whole lot of different thoughts around this, but I think ultimately it needs to be a decision that everyone looks at and something businesses need to consider about how it works in their business, how it potentially is impacting or improving productivity, how is it impacting or improving your employees' work-life balance. So some interesting thoughts here, and again, we look forward to getting any feedback.
Welcome to another Modern Workplace Hacks, and we're coming to you a bit differently this week. We're not in our luxurious podcast studio.
Luxurious.
Tom's in his luxurious virtual office, and I'm in the real office, but with a fake background.
I've got my fake background on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually thought that was your house.
No. It would be dirty laundry in the background of this one. It's laundry at the moment.
There you go.
Should be outside. It's not a bad day. Anyway.
Yeah. No, weather has turned.
Weather has indeed turned.
So today we thought we would cover off on an interesting article you sent over the weekend, which I think is still really poignant and a struggle point. There's a lot of talk around 4-day weeks. There's a lot of talk around working from home. And today I think we want to tackle the working from home one and sort of, I suppose, yeah, you share with our audience about
it's productivity as well. I think
productivity.
This article. So I was being very productive, lying in bed on a Sunday, reading The Australian on my phone.
Recovery is important. Recovery is important.
That's right. Yeah. But I came across this article, and I probably should have worked out and noted down who actually wrote it. But it was an opinion piece, and it went into the point of, and I thought it raised a few topical points that this guy was saying. Employers, including governments, need to stop kidding themselves that to achieve maximum efficiency and have full engagement is the only way to be productive. And if people are working from home, are we getting that full engagement and productivity? And I thought it was an interesting thing. His take is no, that essentially we're not. The reality is that in this post-COVID world, we're in a very, very competitive business landscape at the moment.
100%. So many.
And that comes
parts.
Down to employment. We've got a really tight labour market. So I think there's an element there. But business is still, there's a lot going on still. Lots of stuff needs to be delivered, and there's lots of constraints around that. And I think what he's indicating, and I think there's an element where I tend to agree, that people aren't as engaged as they probably should be when they're working.
I agree.
Particularly when they can be at home.
Yeah.
As I sit here from home having this podcast.
But I'd like to say something about that. I am in two minds about this, and I agree productivity is down, but I think productivity as a whole, the reason it is down is because we don't set up the right goals and objectives of what we're trying to achieve when we are at home. And I think what's happened is we get distracted easier. Now, I can tell you, I feel that sometimes people do less work in the office some days because they're messing around and they're talking to people and they're interrupted. But I think especially at home, it seems to be more prevalent that it's easier to get distracted because, as you said, the washing can be behind you and you feel guilty and you're like, oh, it'll take 10 minutes. I'll do this quickly in between Teams calls and I'll do what I just have to do the minimum. But I also think that
I think what you've tapped on there, I think that's that's an interesting, and I've been seeing a lot, particularly on social media, about that of this, what do they call, quiet quitting and stuff like this, where, well, I'm just going to do the bare minimum just to get by.
Yeah.
I'll clock in late. I'll clock out early. I'll do just enough to keep my job to an extent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think there's a bit of, you know, post-COVID hangover where everyone was a bit, you know, at the time, no one knew what the hell was going on. And now they're kind of still using that as a thing to stay home. And I think if you are going to work at home like you are today, I'm sure you've got set things that you want to get done today. And you're doing it because, you know, you know that you're still going to get your work done, plus whatever else, you know, needs to be.
And so, I think that's the key point is having those clear objective of what needs to be done. Now, I'm not saying everyone in the office every day, 8 till 5, not at all. I still think there's a balance point of flexibility in the workplace.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily mean set work from home.
No, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
And that's probably where I look at it and go, flexibility in my workplace. I can work from home today because my wife's away and my daughter's at home.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's perfect.
So it's flexible. I know what I've got to get done, but it's not the thing that it's not every Monday where I go, oh, I'm working from home today. I'm just going to get this stuff done. I needed to because of that thing. And that's the flexibility, which I think is fantastic. Mm. And that's what I think needs to remain in all businesses.
100%.
But I honestly think this, you can work 2 or 3 days a week from home. I'm not convinced it's delivering the results.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree. I think on multiple levels, it's not delivering. It's number one, it's people are using it now as their preference, which means that they're isolating. They're not engaging with their team. They're not chasing after, you know, other things that they could contribute to the team. You know, I think offices are great like that. Like, you know, you sort of go, oh, let me help you out with that. So people are doing, you know, little things to help their team where you don't do that.
It's those little things that make a big difference.
I agree.
And what's interesting in this article as well was that are these people working from home, they're going to get looked over for their promotions or their step-ups because, well, what are you doing to go that little bit more? And look, people are going to listen to this and go, you're kidding yourself. You shouldn't be expecting that much from employees. But as an employer and as a small business owner, I think inherently you do. That's just the nature of it. You want people to be engaged and you want them to, you're not going to get them to deliver like you as a business owner. I get that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But there's an expectation that, look, mate, I'm paying salary. We're paying reasonably good salaries, I would say, across the board. There is an expectation there that stuff needs to get done at a level that it should get done.
Mm.
And if it's not getting done at that level, I think there's a real honest conversation that needs to be happening as to whether that's because you are working from home or not working in the office.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the conversation that needs to be had is has your productivity changed from being in the office to being at home? Secondly to that is that your first instance should be, I'm going to the office. Actually, I've got a child at home. I've got the flexibility with my employer to work from home, but I'm still going to get my task done because I've gone about the process and setting up my day so that I know, hey, these are the things I need to get done.
Yep.
And also, I think it's about also looking at it from the point of view of everything's changed again. Sometimes you get in the habit because of the last 2 years that, I just work from home now. So you've created, and the habit change is an interesting one because I think it's good to mix it up. Just say, no, my preference now is I'm going to go to the office every day. And hey, I've got the flexibility. My employer's open to that. My company's allowed me to set up a remote work environment that gives me that great flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not going to take advantage of that. And I'm not going to just do the minimum.
I think that the change element, the change of behavior is an important thing you mentioned there, because I'll be honest, during those last 2 years, I got into a real habit of just working from home and almost becoming a little hermit-like, I guess, because I could just get in and I could do everything I needed to do from home. So, And I still can.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think I've sort of shifted to be a more office first, home second approach. And I mean, personally, I probably do get more done at home just by the nature of the role and leading that. However, I think the benefits of me being in the office far outweigh the distractions, because the distractions of what I cop at the office is for the betterment of what needs to be done in the office, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I say it is, I work from home because I don't get distracted by people around me in that sense, and I can just get stuff done, which is great. Yep. However, when I go to the office, I think I know that that's the value I bring to coming to the office, is because people will come and ask the questions that they won't ask over Teams, or that it doesn't pop up when they're not standing there or having a conversation and stuff like that. So that's a massive difference.
Yeah. And I think like everybody, like all our listeners, that need to have that conversation with their staff, because I think a lot of this whole working from home thing is just a habit hangover of the COVID thing. And if you had that chat with staff and said, hey, flexibility is there, but the preference should be to wake up and go, I'm going to the office today, you know? So that's because you're right. There's just the benefits, I truly believe, outweigh, you know, the convenience, because really that's all it is in many ways. I do get the whole thing of getting more done sometimes. I must admit, I find if I've got to think about something or I'm trying to research and I don't necessarily want to get, I jump onto other people's conversations. So I overhear something and then want to have a chat about it. So that for me, I know that. But also I think it's changing that habit. I think that's the big thing that I've...
Yeah, and it's, I mean, look, it made sense during COVID and lockdown, and there was a whole reason behind it. But again, you look at this, so attendance rates at major events, sporting events, whatever, sits at about 90%.
Yeah, wow.
Capacity. Yeah. Yet office attendance sits at between 40 and 50%.
Yeah, wow.
So this is not a I'm afraid of getting COVID discussion anymore.
No.
Or that whole thing. We are at our social lives are at pre-pandemic levels. That's the reality.
But
our working, the way we approach work, is not there. And I personally think that's having a big impact on output and productivity across the board.
Mm.
I think it's interesting. And will it change? I don't know. I think there's an element it has to. I think we're in that. I think there's a fear element. And I know from an employer perspective, there's probably a little bit around, well, I need staff to deliver the outcomes. If I don't give them what they want, am I going to be able to retain and get staff? I think that's a legit question, particularly we are in such low unemployment in that sense.
Mm.
But on the flip side is, well, I don't necessarily want to be paying top dollar if I'm not getting top output.
100%. Yeah, and that's exactly right, because people are demanding a lot more. You know, I've read a number of articles just on what people are asking for, especially in our industry, but across that professional services industry. Yep. I had an interesting conversation with an accountant 2 weeks ago now about, you know, the numbers are, you know, much, much higher than they ever have been around.
From a salary perspective.
Yeah, salary point of view. So if you're going to pay that, well, obviously you need to make that up somehow as a business owner, right? And the only way to make that up is output. So that output you know, must be engineered in a way that is going to be, you know, highly sort of
and I guess there's an element around that of business process and things like that, where and being able to measure that output and that's quite challenging in a professional service environment.
Super challenging.
In that, it's not just a how many widgets did you pop out today, counting those widgets. I mean, there's a whole lot that goes in delivering a services outcome, and visibility plays a part in that. process is probably the key thing, but still, if you're, oh, I don't know, and this may be the cynic coming out of me, if stuff's not getting delivered and you're not visible to your management or whatever, then it's easy to blame something else.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know, yep. Like, is that, whereas you can hide in that scenario, oh, you know, I was really busy and I got stuck doing this problem. But you might have got stuck doing that problem. That's great. But did you have the ability to ask someone about that? Was it able to have that conversation over the thing? And I do remember, and I remember saying this in that COVID thing, was that was one of the things that gets missed in any sort of Teams collaboration or Zoom calls, and that is water cooler talk.
Yeah,
water cooler talk. And yeah, the amount of stuff that can come out of water cooler talk,
yeah,
positive stuff, is surprisingly high in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't get that.
I agree.
Yeah.
So how do you, because I know I've got a friend of mine works for Deloitte. They're still 3 days a week at home. Like, there is a number of big firms.
But why? Is that a directive still, or is that a request?
I'm not sure. I'm going to find that out. That's an interesting one. But I agree with you. I think the culture need, if it's at 40 and 50%, that, you know, it doesn't make sense that, we don't have, COVID's not around anymore. They don't even report on it anymore.
No, that's the thing. And yeah, but you're right. I think you said it. It's the habit of, I'll just work from home 2 or 3 days a week now, if not more, some people. And it's like, what? I don't know. There's definitely social impact on that. And I get it. Travel sucks up time, flexibility. You want to go pick the kids up from school. I get all that. I live that. There is, I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but I lived it pre-pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And have we become less organized?
Well, you know? Less organized, less. I think there's an element there. It's just, well, I can be home and I can drop and go do that. So I'm more reactive, which is not necessarily a good thing.
I don't think so. Yeah, because you're not planning. Yep. I have noticed that people don't plan their days like they used to. And I've just noticed that generally, people sort of, and that, which means you're just doing what's coming at you, which isn't productive,
and it's not efficient.
Yeah,
like just reacting to what's in front of you. You're right. Like I got, it was funny. I'm gonna do coaching again next school term for the water polo team, right?
Yep.
And I'm like a month out, and I'm asking, what's the schedule? Because I need to plan my week. Can't I just tell you that? Like, no, mate, no, I need to, yeah, I've got to plan this out so I know what I can do, I can make this work, because I want it to work. And I've got flexibility in my schedule to allow it to work, which is fine, but I need to plan it.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, well, you better, well, find out.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. But you're right, it's that planning. Like, I do spend a lot of time planning my weeks, and I'll say, as sort of the leader in the business, I am very reactive, because you just have to be in that sense.
Yes.
But it's still a lot of structure in my week around what happens when I'm going to be doing certain things, when I'm available for certain activities, when I'm available to be distracted, those type of things. Yeah. That all takes planning.
Yeah. So how do you lure people back? Or how do you, is it, because, you know, what is it this communication around, hey, cooler talk's important? Is it more of a, hey, come back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could take a hard stance of we're now in the office and you're expected to be in the office now. And I see that as, that's risky in today's climate, a little bit risky, I would say. Are you going to get a mass exodus? If your business is good and you've got a reasonably good culture, and people enjoy being around other people, then I would think most of them would tend to want to come to the office anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's that element. But I don't know. I mean, I look at ours, and our office attendance is probably sitting at about 60%. which personally I think I personally don't like it. Mm. I think it needs to be higher. Again, because of the way that we work and we do business and we interact, and yes, we have remote teams and all that sort of stuff, but I think the remote teams being isolated as well is an issue.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So our remote teams,
but they've also, yeah, they've also got each other a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but they're still working independently from home, and there's not that collaboration. And I'm not, I'm not convinced it's the right thing.
Mm.
Like I would love to have our office in the Philippines back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think there's value in that.
Yep.
I'd love to, as we expand our Sydney team. I mean, I want to have an office in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want the prestige of an office, but
I
think it adds a lot of value to what our team does day to day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I think there's a huge amount of internal learning and knowledge sharing and the ability to be able to conversate through problems that happen within our organization. And I will say most organizations are like that.
Yeah.
Because most organizations don't have absolutely everything, and it's very bloody hard to do in there, documented.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And I think even if it is documented, there's still things that happen that are worth conversation. So and I think that's across all of our clients as well. Like if I look at it, if I look at our accounting clients, I look at all of our big clients, that there's benefit for them all being in the office.
I think so. Look, I don't believe I have the answer as such, but I think there's a lot more benefit the negative at an office level, having people in the office. I get it individually. You don't have to travel as much. You're not wasting as much time. You get to spend more time with your family. Get all that. Agree with all that. But I still think you can get that balance. I still think that flexibility exists.
I agree.
Without having that flat out 2 to 3 days a week you can work from home, because I think that's 2 to 3 days a week that potentially isn't as productive as we thought it used to be.
Mm.
And it was productive during, I got no doubt it worked in the pandemic. It had to work.
Mm.
But does it work now? Maybe not. Mm. I'm not convinced. I don't know the answer. I'm even... I look at our business and go, how can you facilitate a 4-day work week effectively?
Mm.
Like lots of talk about 4-day work weeks.
Mm. That's our next podcast. Don't give away all the good content.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it at the moment.
No.
24/7 business, which is expected of us in that sense, just by nature of what we do. And that's the way we design and deliver the support. But that in itself is a whole nother.
I agree.
Challenge, I don't know. It's interesting. It's this 4-day. What's driving the 4-day work week? Everything you read is work life balance. We've had work life balance for the last however many years.
Oh, but I do think COVID has highlighted it a lot more for people, or maybe they've used the opportunity of COVID to leverage it a lot more. I don't know. I don't disagree.
Because I must say, again, if I remember back to some of those COVID podcasts we did, where I personally was probably spending more time with myself, like doing those things, going out, doing the afternoon family bike ride and all that sort of stuff and things like that. But I can tell you, as soon as school has gone back, that doesn't exist. And it wouldn't exist if I had work-life balance, because... Mm. Because of the school requirements for my daughter in that sense. I mean, she's at school till 6:30, 7 o'clock some nights, just because that's what she's doing. That's her extracurricular. Might be studying. It might be doing her singing, water polo, whatever it is. But that's like, I'm not getting any work-life balance out of that. If I work from home, there's no balance for me.
No.
Sort of shit, no balance for her, poor thing. She smashes herself during the week, during the term. But it was different then because we were all at home.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And it highlighted
valid
that
point.
When we're all at home, we could spend more time together. The only way you're going to get that work-life balance and that family balance is if you're all working from home, all doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think an interesting thing that's come out of this, but is we're coming into the last sort of 3 months of the year, and we all know productivity goes a little sideways. I think someone said in their meeting this morning, the burr month. And I think it's poignant to maybe stop and I agree. I think the conversation needs to be had about the working from home but I think the bigger conversation is how productive are your people? And do they know how they get the most out of themselves, how they get the most out of working in a team, how they want to structure things so that their days run? Because I agree, I think working from home is not productive, but I also in some way think, you prime example, I can tell you will be super productive today. Why? Because you've put some base things in play. You plan your weeks out. You know what you have to do. You own what you're doing, right? And I think having that conversation with people and then saying, hey, what is it about working from home if you do have a team that is predominantly working from home? But it's about, yes, everyone would be great to come back in the office, but how do we all as a team, irrelevant of where you are in the globe, be more productive as a team? And I think that's...
So what is that? Open. How is that? How do we do that, Josh?
Well, I think it's about structures, right? I think we well, notoriously this time of year people get tired, right? So it's been irrelevant of what industry you're in. We started the year with a shitload of uncertainty. I remember January, February, and it was all a bit silly. And then we kind of got rid of that. Everyone got rid of it. But then you know, just knowing orgs and the way, you know, the talk around is that people do just get a bit slower this year. So it's about time, about taking a line in the sand, and we're doing it tomorrow. We're going to sit tomorrow afternoon and we're going to plan out the next quarter. So I think that's a great thing that all organizations should be doing, that they don't always stop and say, okay, what is it about? We know that this part of our business is not as productive as we want it to be. What are the things we need to do as a collective to make it more productive? So I think it's about making it visible to start with.
Visible, then structured.
Structured, yep.
Yeah.
And then test some things. I don't know necessarily. I know we don't. Had a conversation this morning. We don't always get it right, you know. You know, but I think by highlighting it to the whole, and I agree, it's about enticing people back to that office, because I think just out of today's chat, and I agree, there's more value in people being a collective in one place. Do you know what I mean? Call that an office, like, call that whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But there is always more value in people being together, you know, as one. I think it's about getting that message out there.
Yeah. Being together as one. I like that. Because it's, yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I think you're right. It's definitely getting structure. Planning is going to be key to all that. Enticing, I mean, look, you could, I don't know what's enticing when it comes to the office. I mean, we were talking today, this morning again, it's well, we want to have our team Christmas party. We're going to fly the team up from Sydney. Let's do this and bring everyone together and have that. That's what builds culture. Builds bonds.
Yeah.
I think people, if they are sitting at home, there's that element of isolation, and it will lead to being potentially looked over for certain things, or you're just not going to have that visibility to go, oh, actually, that person does really want to be doing this or whatever. It makes it really challenging, I guess, at times.
Yeah.
To see that. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, but it's a little bit. It's been a full on couple of years in relation to that, and I think people are still now trying to find their feet. I think socially, we're back at, as I say, 90% of what we were doing pre pandemic. It just happens. It's all there. It's all happening. But the whole workplace efficiency, workplace productivity, workplace engagement, I just don't think's there. I think there's an element of that quiet quitting that we've heard a bit about happening. We've got low unemployment, so there may be a little bit of complacency slipping in there from employees at certain times, going, well, I'm not going to get the bullet because I'll just go find a job somewhere else. Great, okay, grass isn't always greener on the other side. Those type of things. So yeah, look, I mean, and it's a lot of individuals thinking about what they want as well. And I think that drives a lot of this, is maybe they don't really know what they want to achieve or where they want to go. So I can just hide out a little bit more at home and just cruise through that process and not be challenged, maybe. Don't know. Do you feel, is there an element of, I think you probably are more personally challenged when you're together?
Oh, but I think, well, I don't know. I think that's a positive good thing. Think that's a positive thing. Yeah, I've never looked at that point of view from a negative. But you're right, some personality types. And I think the thing is people just haven't had the chat. I think we just got caught going back.
I think, haven't had the chat.
And I think a lot of people just go, what I've noticed, which is funny about, you know, all of us, is sometimes we just don't think, we just do. Do you know what I mean? And as I said, coming back to what I said earlier, is that people got in that habit of working from home and that they're just stuck with that habit. And by changing the narrative for them, maybe that will then go, oh, actually, yeah, well, bloody hell, yeah, I probably was missing out on all these things. Yep. But I just did it because that's what I did.
That's what I did.
And I noticed that a lot, you know, like, you know, we all sort of go we on these journeys.
Fall into our routines and fall into our comfort. Well, I mean, human nature is to find the most comfortable approach.
Yeah.
Human nature.
You know, like you know it. It's you go through these times, right? Like at the moment, you're focusing on your health at the moment. For you, that's a really good, you're focused on it. You know, for other people, there's different things where I think there's the focus. But I like the narrative out of this that I've really got is we need to think again and always be bringing it back to, are we productive? Are we not? And that's a pretty easy question.
Right.
And then from there, okay, well, then we can roadmap out, you know. So you're right, the working from home thing, absolutely. Evidence is coming out now because a lot of people were sold the dream over COVID. Oh, look, we've had this technology for years. Now people can utilize it. Now people can work anywhere. People can work remote. Well, what we've realized is, well, actually, we probably can't. You know, we need that human water talk.
It's funny. You're right. Yeah. We had this, the technology's here. The technology was there before the pandemic anyway. But as a business, we never chose to use it. But I think it's finding that middle ground again. Finding there is a middle ground, and it's flexibility, I think, is the word. Take on it. Flexible workplaces. It's not, I don't think it should be defined as a work from home workplace. It should be a flexible workplace.
100%. And it should be, I want to engage in being in the office as much as I can, but I know that if I've got
I have
a child
that flexibility
at home,
that if I need to, I can take it and I'm not going to get penalized. And that's I think the thought pattern that, that's probably a more appropriate approach, I guess, is I've got zero issue and never will have a problem with, hey, Tom, I've got to stay home. I've got someone coming over to fix the gutters. Whatever. I don't care. Whatever. I know that you're going to still have structure within your day and your teams to do it. But it's the thing I think gets me is, no, I can't come in because I'm working from home.
I think that psychology needs to change. I think that psychology needs to be a shift, and people realize that there is just that benefit in being one.
Interesting. Oh, I might have put a few people off on this conversation, but anyway.
No, I think it's a good chat because I think it is. And for me,
it's worthwhile having. I mean, I don't think it's a discussion. I think people just got to have that chat.
And I agree. I think we've just rolled out of COVID and people were going, some people gravitated back to the office, right? Some people haven't thought either way. And then some people are, you're right, are hiding. Some people are going, I'm going to hide here because I can get away with it. And yep. if the conversation's not had, well, yep. then I yep. can just keep doing what I'm doing, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. There's a couple of tough conversations people yeah. probably need to have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation in some cases.
Well, some people, yeah, I think are probably attached to that. You know, yeah. that's what they're expecting now.
Yep.
But I think as an employer, I think it's got to be driven towards what's productive for the business. And what's productive for a business, I think research is showing now, and it is research, you know, people are looking at it. We've had a couple of years to really, is that culture of being in one place and sharing ideas, and it seems to be the number one approach.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good chat, Tommy. All right. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Bye. Catch you later.